Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Girl in the Red Coat by Kate Hamer. Read by Antonia Beamish.
Chapter 1. I dream about Carmel often. In my dreams, she's always walking backwards. The day she was born, there was snow on the ground. A silvery light arced through the window as I held her in my arms. As she grew up, I nicknamed her my little hedge child. I couldn't imagine her living anywhere but the countryside. Her thick, curly hair stood out like a spray of breaking glass or a dandelion head. "You look like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards," I'd say to her. And she would smile. Her eyes would close and flutter, the pale purple-veined lids like butterflies sealing each eye. "I can imagine that," she'd say finally, licking her lips. I'm looking out of the window, and I can almost see her, in those tights that made cherry licorice of her legs, walking up the lane to school. The missing her feels like my throat has been removed. Tonight, I'll dream of her again. I can feel it. I can feel her in the twilight, sitting up on the skeined branches of the beech tree and calling out. But at night, in my sleep, she'll be walking backwards towards the house. Or is it away? So she never gets closer. Her clothes were often an untidy riot, the crotch of her winter tights.